is Daf Sadi. So we got to the very last line of Pei Tes Amud Beis. The Gemara says that Lema Ketanai. Let's say the discussion we've been having yesterday about the Psul Yotze of the Emurim of Kachim Kalim, if it was taken out Lifnei Zrikas Damim, whether or not that would be a din of Yotze or not. So the Gemara says, let's say this is a Machlokas Tanai. Lema Ketanai. Emuri Kachim Kalim Sheyotzu Lifnei Zrikas Damim. If the Emurim of the Kachim Kalim are taken outside prior to the Zrika of the Dam, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Ein Moal, and there's not going to be any din of Me'ila. And Ein Chayav Malam Mishim Pigal, there's no Indian of Pigal either. No Servitame, all these things are Pater, which would sound like then there is no din of that the Zrika wouldn't work for it. There would be a din of Yotze. So then the Gemara says, Rabbi Kiva Omer Moal Ben, there's a din of Me'ila on these things as well. V'chayim alav mishum pigal, v'nosar v'tame. It sounds like reason why, because even when it goes outside, the Zrika on the carbon does have an effect on these emurim that are outside, and all those isurim would apply. So that's the machlokas between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Eliezer. So Gemara explains further now, my lav b'dehadar aylinu pligi, is it not a case that after they took the emurim outside, they brought them back inside, and we see that there's a machlokas, whether or not the zrika works on that, so the machlokas, whether there's a psul yotze, because it took it out and brought it back in, will the zrika work on these items or not? So this discussion of yesterday is really a machlokas between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Eliezer, a machlokas tonight. So the Gemara says, and again, explaining the machlokas further, Marasavar Mifsel Biyotze, one of the things that when you took them outside with Psul Yotze and the Zrika afterwards, it won't have an impact, it's already possible. And Baha Pligi, and the other one holds that Marasavar Lo Mifsel Biyotze, it's not Psul Yotze, and even though you took the Emurim outside, if you bring them back in, the Zrika will have an impact, will work, and they will be subject to Tuma, Nosar, and Pigo. Gemara says, Amar Papa says, not true. Bidahadar linu chuliyama lo pligi. When you bring it back inside, no one argues that it's, we said the Zrika will work, meaning there will not be any psul yotze. If you take it outside and bring it back in, the Zrika will be effect, will have an effect, and it is chayvin pigal no seratame. So what's this machlokas? A completely different machlokas. It's talking about a situation, v'hacha b'di'isni avrai, when it's outside. You took the emurim outside, and you left it outside when you did the zrika of the carbon. And this is the machlokas. The marisavir ein zrika mo'elos liyotze. The zrika doesn't work on that which is outside. Not that there's a psul yotze. Not possible yotze. It's not. But if it's not in the azara, so then the zrika that takes effect on the carbon doesn't work on that which is outside, because it's a technicality. And therefore everything remaining outside, not psul yotze, just that the zrika wasn't koveyet in any isur. Umar Saver, the other one holds, the Zrika is ma'alas liyotze. The Zrika can have an effect on even that which is outside, in which case, even though they murmur outside, so it's subject to Nosar Tame and Pigal. So Gemara says, really? V'hara Papa hu damar b'disneu avrai chuyama lo pligi? Doesn't Rav Papa himself say that when it's outside, no one argues? Meaning everyone agrees that the Zrika would not work on it. It definitely won't work if it's outside. And the machlokas is the b'de'aleinu l'gavai pligi, and they're only arguing when they bring it back in. So we see that here, when they bring it back in, there is a machlokas, whether or not it was going to the zrika will be mo'elis or not. Whether there's a psul yotze and the zrika won't work, or there isn't a psul yotze and the zrika will work if you bring the emurim back in. Gemara says, that discussion of Papa is hani mile gavi shtei lechem, de lav gufa de zivcha. The shtei lechem they bring on Shavuah, so that shtei lechem, which would be two loaves of bread that would accompany the carbon. So the shtei lechem, which is not a carbon itself, it just accompanies the carbon, that's where there's a machlokas. Aval emurim de gufa de zivcha, the emurim which are part of the animal itself, so then b'de'isnayu avrai pligi. So then there's a machlokas when it's outside. So again, if it's talking about the shtei lechem and shtei lechem are outside, so then everyone agrees it's certainly that the zrika won't work because it's outside and the shtei lechem are not part of the carbon itself. But when we're talking about the emurim, which are part of the carbonos, so when it's outside, there's a machlokas. There's one opinion that thinks it doesn't work. It's outside, just like shtei lechem. But the other opinion thinks, well, this is better than shtei lechem because at least the emurim are part of the animal, and even though it's outside, still it's gufa de zivchahi, in which case the zrika will work, even though it's outside. But when it comes to the part of the animals, the emurim that are inside, even though it went outside and it's brought back inside now, so then the Gemara understands that it would work. The zrika would be mo'elis if it was brought back inside.
Do we say see on this telechon that the zrika is eino moeres only on this telechon, but the korban is kosher? Because, right, it would seem that, that since the telechon are not part of the korban itself should be okay, right? I mean, it's just that there is no meila. Or no? Is that what the Gemara is trying to say?
Well, the Gemara is just saying
both sides.
Well, the Gemara is saying that the shei lechem isn't part of it, the karbon. Now, whether it works or not, I don't remember shei lechem's ma'akev, the karbon itself.
It's just that the shei lechem are not. There's no meil and there's nothing.
Rashi just says delav gufa de zivchehu de bezrikas kvasim kamishtari delav gufehu hilkach kol disnayu avrai mode Rabbi Kiva de lo mahani lezrika. So it doesn't the shtei lechem is still possible, but the zevach, the keves that's inside, it was still good.
Okay,
I think so. Yeah. Okay. Mar now goes back to the whole discussion of the different kedimos, ofos kobin. So the Gemara quotes part of the Mishnah that the ofos come before the menachos, and the reason why the Mishnah says because ofos are mine damim, they have blood, which the menachos don't have. So adra abba menachos kodmos shekin yeshem betzibur kibiyachid. Menachos, the fact that you have even a tzibur, which is more kedusha, when the tzibur can bring it, we never find an of by the tzibur. The fact that the oaf has blood, even though it's not ever brought by a tibor, it's still greater than that of a menachos.
What?
Rashi explains that minchas omer v'shtei lechem. So then the Gemara says minchas chote v'chule. So the Gemara had said, the Mishnah had said, if it's a minchas chote up against a minchas nedava, we say minchas chote comes first since it's ba al hachet. So Gemara says, "Other Rabbah, Minchas Nedava should be kodemes. Shekein tuna shemen v'levona. Minchas chote is very dry. We don't want there to be any levona, no shemen. It's very just flour. So it's a very pasha din. But Minchas Nedava is very prestigious. There's oil. There's levona. So you would think the Minchas Nedava should be prior to the Minchas chote." Says the Gemara, "Afil hachi still Minchas chote is haba alachet adifa dimechaperes. In the end of the day, that which is mechaper is greater than that which is a more beautiful type of mincha." Ibailu minchas sote minchas nedava. Ricky, this was your question yesterday. So minchas sote versus minchas nedava. Eze mehem kodemes. Do we say that minchas nedava is kadma shekein to an shemen in levona? It's a very nice, pretty mincha, and the minchas sote is very dry as well. Oh, Dilma, perhaps we should say minchas sote kadma shekein ba levare avon. Minchas sote is not ba alachet. Is there could come clarify what had happened? So it's mevare the din. So that itself is a big inyan. So which is better? So tashma. Minchas chote kodemes leminchas nedava. So Gemara is now medayik. A minchas chote hu dekadma leminchas nedava. Only minchas chote comes before a minchas nedava. But ha, we're being medayik. Minchas sote lo does not come before minchas nedava. A minchas nedava should come before the minchas sote. So the Gemara says mekamikatani mipnei shi mechaperes. Does it say because it's mechaperes? No. The reason why minchas chote comes before is mipnei shi ba alachet. It comes because of a chet. V'hanami ba alachet. Meaning minchas sote and minchas chote both come because of a chet. Now they're trying to accomplish two different things. Minchas chote is mechaperes and minchas chote is mevar the din. But the mishnah's reason is not because what it's coming to accomplish, rather what's the mechayv, what causes it to come. In which case minchas sote is congruous to the minchas chote in that it comes alachet and it should also come prior to the minchas nedava. Gemara brings another raya, tashma, zu kodemes lazu. This one comes before this one, because ba min achitim zu ba min asaor. One comes from wheat, and one comes from barley. So which case is this talking about? This is talking about two different minachos. If one mincha comes from wheat, and one comes from a regular mincha, comes from a barley, the wheat comes before. So my lav minchas nedava le minchas chote. This is not the very case, that we know minchas sota comes from a saorah. Saorim, because a shio is acting like a behemoth, so we make the mincha be the food of a behemoth, saorah. So we see from here clearly that the minchas chitim, which is minchas nedava, comes before the minchas sota, which is only mincha of saorim. So the Gemara says, no, lo. Minchas chote, le minchas sota, it's referring to. Tepuklei, deha mincha peres. So wait a sec, if you're telling me this case is because the reason why minchas chote comes before a sota is because a chote is from the chita and sota is from saora. We don't need the reason of chita versus saora. We have the reason because the hamechaperes. Minchas chote is mechaperes and minchas sota is only mivar hadin. So why have to bring the reason of saora and chita? V'halo mechaperes. Ela my minchas must be then minchas nedava. The minchas nedava is the chita that comes before the minchas sota, which is saora. Why do you need that reason? We already have a svar why to think that minchas nedava comes beforehand. So where is chita saorim business coming from? And the Gemara says, Elachad mitreim taima nakid. There are two different reasons. I mean, Gemara is inconclusive here, but there are two reasons why minchas chote comes before minchas sota, because minchas chote is a chita, and also becomes it's because of mincha peres. But there are also two reasons why minchas nedava should come before minchas sota, in that the nedava is yesh shemen v'levona, and it also comes from a chita. So either way, it seems that the minchas sota should come after both the chote and after the nedava. Okay, the Gemara now says, Chatas Ha'of Kodemus. So this was the talking about the line of the Mishnah, the Chatas Ha'of comes before the Olas Ha'of. So Gemara wants to know, how do you know? Minahani Mile, the Tanur Rabban, the Pasuk tells us, V'hikri V'es Hashem L'Chatas Rishona. So you bring the Chatas first. Now this is talking about the context of, this is what Yoled, I believe, no? Does it say? I think it's a Yoled. I'm not sure. Okay, I will find out. So the Gemara says that v'hikri v'es asher l'chatas rishona, bring the chatas first. Ma tamalomer, why are you telling me this? Shein tamalomer l'lamed, we don't know this. Shetikra v'rishona, we don't know that you have to bring the chatas first. Harei kvar
nemar. So you wanted to know the pasuk or
the context.
It says kamoch miyat kol hanishbal yeshekar shein. It's korban
all of yorid. Okay. So do we not know already? Shetikra v'rishona, harei kvar nemar v'es asheni yase ola. The second one's ola. Memela, the first one you're bringing is a chatas. So what's it telling me that repeating again the hikri ves asher l'chatas l'rishona? Elazeb bana av, there's a binyan av l'chol chatos shekid mela'ola habasi mayan, that bein chatas ha'of l'olas of, bein chatas behema l'olas behema, afilu chatas ha'of l'olas behema. So this tongue is a binyan av that a chatas always comes before an ola. Even though one might be a behema, one might be an of, chatas always comes first. Hilkach chatas ha'of l'olas of. Mives Hasheni Chatas Behema. Again, Hilka Chatas Of Leolas Of Mives Hasheni. So how do we know? Just repeating, which we're summarizing everything. How do we know Chatas Of comes before an Olas Of? Because it's Ves Hasheni Chatas. Ves Hasheni. And then how do we know Chatas Behema is before the Olas Behema? Midirabi Rachmana, because the Binan Av. And that's from Midirabi Rachmana, the extra pasuk. And how do you know Rashi quotes Midirabi Rachmana? You see Rashi. It says, but we had this yesterday, Zafu Par Sheni Ben Bakar, that was telling me by Behemoth that the Chatas always comes first. So now we know from the Of that the Chatas comes first from this pasuk of Hikri Vesa Shele Chatas, Vesa Sheni Yase Ola, tells me Chatas Of comes before Ola's Of. From the pasuk Par Ben Bakar, Sheni Ben Bakar, that's telling me that a Behemoth Chatas goes before an Ola. And what about a Chatas Of before a olas behema? So that's learned out chatas of the olas behema. That's learned mizeb bana av. That's from the binyan av. So we see all three different types of cases. The chatas always comes before an ola.
We didn't learn yesterday that the other way around, that behema is zevach and that of is not.
No, but this exactly goes against
this
that.
Against
again, exactly. When it comes to other things, anach, let's say two chatos, so two olos, so then chatas behema goes for a chatas of.
Yeah.
But this time when a chatas behema for an olas of, or rather a chatas of before olas behema, right? Chatas of,
yeah,
before an olas behema. So you would think min zevach should come first, olas behema should come first. Right. It's a concept that a chatas of goes before an olas behema. So the Gemara now says Tashma brings another raya. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Kol Makom She Nischalfa Chatas. Chatas kodemes. Anytime there's a switch, Rashi explains, what does that mean? Komakum shenis chalfa, it's around 20 lines up. Va'ofos bain tchila tachta bedalos. Anytime it's all of a yorid, in other words, it switches. The different grades, of depending how much money a person has. So whenever there's a different grades, so then the lach is, the chatas is kodemes. You bring the chatas first. The kan, with respect to here, which the foot of the parenthesis is yoledes, the ola is kodemus. Here, the yoled is a special exception where the ola comes first. Then the Gemara says, the special gzeres hakasav, it says in the pasuk Rashi quotes, echa li ola ve'echa lechata, so this is an exception.
Both birds.
Say it again?
Those by, that yoled is both birds.
Yeah.
I'm saying, it's not
No, it is, because both birds, we think the chata should come first. So then the Gemara says, again, kan be yoled, that's ola kodemus. Whenever there's a sin, chatas kodemes, the chatas comes first. V'kan, but here by Yoledes, Ola Kodemes, because there's no chet going on here. V'chol makom sheshnayim ba'im tachas chat. That's whenever there's two instead of one, that where the higher level you bring one behemoth, but as you go down in the dali dalos, you go to two ofos, two birds, whenever that's type of switch as well. So then the lach is the chat, this is Kodemes. But again, v'kan Ola Kodemes. So if you read through Rashi, the different cases here. But at the end of the day, we always have a chatas comes before an ola, except for when it comes to a yuledes. Yuledes is a special exception. So the Gemara says, Rava says, Limikrai hikdima hakasa. What does this mean? So Rashi says, would you look at Rashi for a second, the olas kodemes, five lines up. Ola kodemes, amma, we see an ola shel behema, yuledes is kodemes lichatas. Sherei af chalipin kodemes lechatas, umasnis in tanan chatas of kodemes leolas behema. So we brought a rye before that a chatas always comes before an ola, even a chatas of comes before an olas behema, but we just bring now a whole exception by yoledes that we bring the ola before the behema. That goes against everything we've been saying up until now. And so the Gemara says, no, amarava limikrai hikdima hakasav. So Rashi explains, limikrai hikdima hakasav, the very last line, sheti nikres binyan. It's talking about in terms of order of reading the psukim, which would seem obvious. Of course, you read it how the pasuk is, but it's not telling me how you're actually makriv it. In achanami by yoledes, also you're makriv the chatas prior to the ola. It's referring to just simply how to read it. Now, Tosfos has a problem with that. Of course, you'd read it the way it's in the psukim. Who would think to read it out of order? So Tosfos quotes from Rav Rabbeinu Chaim, Lakdisha tchila sheyaktisha ola kodem achatas. When you sanctify the animals, you first sanctify the ola, then the chatas for the yoledes. But when it comes to being makriv, you first bring the chatas prior to the ola, like every other case.
According to Rashi, why is it? What does it mean by mikra? That's what Tosfos
says. Yeah, he said, I don't know what you're talking about. He says. I remember the whole discussion. I learned this many, many years ago. I forget exactly how they attach it within Rashi, but there is, of course, an explanation. It can't really mean reading the reading the psukim.
You say yoledes, the chatas really is for a chait.
That's one mandamar. It's one mandamar like that, but we don't normally assume that way.
I heard somebody give that.
Okay, no, the Gemara says that.
The Gemara says that. She's yeah. Not going to use that with the child.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, so the Gemara then says last two lines of the Amud here. Tashma. Parim kodmin le'ayalim ve'elim kodmin le'kvasim ukvasim le'seirim. There's a whole order of, up until now we talked about different types of karbanos. Now within a behema, there are different levels, there's a hierarchy of which behemas come first. First you have the ram, and then after the ram the sheep, and after the sheep you have the goats. So Gemara says in the top of Amr Beis, now my lav de chag, he's not talking about chag. What does that mean in chag? Rashi says, my lav de musfei achag, de seirim havu chatas ve'kvasim are the ola. The katani kvasim kodmim, that the kvasim on the chag, on the sukkis, are in ola, come before the seirim, which are chatas. So there's an exception that ola comes before the chatas. Why it says, no, lo, li nidava. It's talking about a nidava that parim are kodmim le'ayal elim. Why? Because shikei nishabu nisachim. They're more nisachim by the parim than by the ayal. The chayin elim le kvasim, the ayalim come before the kvasim because. And the kvasim before this irim shekein is shabu ba'elya, because they have you put the tail on top of the mizbeach as well. It's not talking about chatas versus ola. They're talking about all nedavos, and with all nedavos, so there's a whole hierarchy depending on which animal is putting more onto the mizbeach. If it brings more nesachim, that means it's going on the mizbeach more. Or if it includes the tail, a bigger tail, that means it's going to come before the animal which does not include its tail on the mizbeach, but nothing to do with that discussion of a chatas versus an ola. Four lines down, the Gemara says, Tashma. Par kawin Mashiach kodem lepar helam davar shel tzibor. So let's see the option of these two karbanos to bring the par kawin Mashiach of the kohen gadol back to the Maseches Horios we did comes before the par helam davar that represents the entire tzibor if they made a mistake. The reason is Gemara Rashi quotes based in the Maseches Horios is a gzeres akasav. It says kasher sarf a par rishon. Rishon Yehei Lepar Ha'eda L'chomasav. To tell me there's a special din that the Par Kol Mashiach always comes before the Par Helm Davar Shel Tzibor. That's a Gezer Sakasav. Then it says Par Helm Davar Shel Tzibor is Kodem Lepar Avodas Kochavim. The reason is because the Par Helm Davar Shel Tzibor is a Chatas and the Par of the Avodas Kochavim is only an Ola. Then it says, Par Avodas Kochavim, it's called him L'si'ire Avodas Kochavim. Why, what's the reason for all this? We see, Afagav de Par Avodas Kochavim is an Ola, V'si'iri, avodas kochavim is only, it's a chatas, but we see from here that the ola comes before the chatas here. So this goes against the rule we've been saying. We've been saying a chatas always comes before the ola. But this example, the par is an ola, and it comes before the sayer, which is a chatas. So that seems to prove the other way around. So the Gemara says that, no, ema meresha param davashot tzibor kodim lepar avodas kochavim. So what's going on? Sorry, again. Let's say Mereisha Parham Davashot Tzibor called him the Par Avos Chachavim. So we have the opposite. This Braisa is the contradiction. This last line we thought, we brought, that the Ola comes before the Chatas. If you look at the beginning, where you bring the Par Helm Davar before the Par Avos Chachavim, well, Parham Davar is a Chatas, and Par Avos Chachavim is a Ola. So that tells me a Chatas does come before the Ola. While the last line of this Braisa says the Ola comes before the chata. So which one is it? So the Gemara answers as follows. Bechad mina miu lo karminan de chatas kadma. Within the same type of animal, within cows, we never find anywhere that we don't find that anything comes before the chatas. The chatas always comes first. That's certainly true. So by the par helm davar shot sibor and the par avulus kochavim, since they're both the same min, we say the chatas comes before the ola. Ki kamrinim, when do we say an ola could come before a chatas? That's betray mine when two times ashechan ola the kadma lechatas. Meaning the last case we said that the par, even though it's an ola, comes before the sayer because of chatas. Meaning you can't only take into account the type of carbon, you also have to take into account the type of min. And that's where we find the exception. But when it comes to the same min, a chatas always comes before an ola. Gemara now says, Amri b'marava, in the West, they would answer as follows: Mishmei de Rava Bar Meri, Chatas Avodas Chochavim Chaser Achas Lechatas Ksiv. A whole other reason. The pasuk says Chatas. It calls a seer the Avodas Chochavim a Chatas, but it's missing an Aleph. It's missing an Aleph, telling us there's a certain deficiency. It's not a classic Chatas. So this is the one exception. Meaning everywhere the Marava they felt the Chatas would always come before the Ola, even if they're different meaning. But this is the one exception because a chatas of the Avodas Chochavim is missing an aleph, telling us that it should get delayed, it gets pushed after an ola. But all other cases, regardless of the min, a chatas always goes before an ola. Ravina says a different explanation. Ravina Amar, Kimishpat Ksibahu. It says Kimishpat. It says Kimishpat in the context of which one is this? This is by the Avodas Chochavim. You have to do it in order. And telling me that, that the par that's written...
You want to hear the Mishnah? We're going to
sell a
new Mishnah. You
want to
hear? Or... Okay, I'm sorry, I forgot.
Okay, so tell me that it says since it's said in the pasuk Mishpat, and since it's written the din of the par before it's written the sayer, so it's also it's exerted kasa. This is the one exception that you put it out of order. The ola comes before the chatas because that's where the pasuk can put it Kimishpat. So the Gemara now says, Hashta.
There's where reading would come into play.
Say it again?
There's where reading in order would come into play.
Say it again?
Reading, when we said on the other side about reading Rasam.
No, but that Rashi about the way you when you read the Psukim, you're supposed to read it in order. It's not talking about how you read it, it's saying the way the Torah was written in such a way, in the order that the Ola was written before the Chatas, so that tells me that you should also Kimishpat, you should also do Halacha L'maisa, be Makrivit the way it was written as well. So then the Gemara says, "Hashu da'asu l'halchi." Now that we've come to this point, "Afilu tema parim dechag nami kimishpatam ksibahu." We had the whole question above: how could you bring the kvasim, but this seirim, rather kvasim, which are an ola, before the kvasim, which are only a chatas, that goes against the whole rule? But now that we establish kimishpat, they also says kimishpatam by all the musafei chag at the end of last week's parsha Pinchas. It says, it says kimishpatam, kimishpatam, kimishpatam. So there as well, even though normally an ola comes after chatas, the special gzeirat kasav, since the Torah wrote the ola before the chatas, that's how you should be makrivit, since it says kimishpatam. Okay. Gemara now asks an interesting question. After establishing all the different, which is more tali, which is not, we come to an interesting shiloh now, when three karbanos come together, where each one is better than the other one. It's very circular, you'll see. So, Ibailu, let's say you have presented to yourself, Chatas Ha'of, Olas Behema, Umayser. Ezemim kodam. You have three. You have a chatas ha'of, again, an olas behema, and a meiser. So no matter how you slice it, you'll see one should go before the other one, but then it should go before... Well, let's see how it goes. Fine. Gemara says, tikneim chatas ha'of. Let's say bring the chatas ha'of. So we know the chatas ha'of comes before the olas behema. We just established that. But, ika meiser, de kadim lay. But the Mishnah told us, but a chatas ha'of up against the meiser behema should go before the chatas ha'of. So though the chatas of should go before the olas behema, it shouldn't go before the ma'aser behema. So then, okay, so let lick day ma'aser. Have the ma'aser behema be the first one then. Problem is, ika olas behema, the kadmelei. So even though ma'aser behema up against chatas of, ma'aser behema goes first, when you put it up against a olas behema, the Mishnah said the olas behema comes before the ma'aser behema. So then the guy says, fine, so tick game the olas behema, put the olas behema before the ma'aser. Problem is, ika chatas of, the kadmelei, but we learned that chatas of, so no matter what, it's impossible to get there. No one goes before both of them. Each one is better than the other one, and some better and worse than each of its partners. So Gemara says, what are you supposed to do? You're stuck. Hacha targimi min zevach adif. We say min zevach is adif. In which case, we would say that you put the ma'aser behema. Well, I'm not sure how this one works out.
Yeah.
You put ma'aser behema first.
Yes.
Because
so
we're ignoring the oaf, we do min zevach, and we end up saying Rashi min zevach adif v'yakdim ma'aser. Rashi says v'acharkach chatas v'ola. So that's how the first ma'aser behema is out of the way, and then you're dealing with a chatas oaf and olas behema. So we know a chatas oaf comes before an olas behema.
We only do two. In other gemaras, you say look which two have more than the other one, and then do it in that order. You know what I'm saying? Instead of seeing, well, this one has one thing wrong and the other thing has something better than it, so maybe this thing has two better than the other one, so that should go first.
But we don't have any two that are better than the other. We don't have like two other svaras that the others are better. We have one svar that each one.
One could be behema and plus it's a chata, something like that.
Okay, I don't know. Okay, more than says, but my rava in the west is Amri Aile be olas behema bechata saof vagbasa memaiser. So B'marav in the West, they'd say something different. They said, bring the Olas Behema with the Chatas Of and ignore the Ma'aser Behema. What does that mean? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Ayla b'chashivas to Olas Behema sheba ima v'chashuva mi'maiser shehi kadesh kodash kadashim kalil. So the Olas Behema is more chashuv than the Ma'aser Behema. U'migzer sakasa v'chatas kodemes v'ava pishazu min zevach v'agbasa mi'maiser. So the Vat might be saying what Ezra's trying to say here, that the Agbasa Maisa, so we say that the Olas Of is better than Maisa Behema, it's Kulo Kalil, and the Chatas always comes before the Ola, which is going to tell us, I guess, by distribution that's better than the Maisa Behema as well, so then we're going to ignore the Maisa Behema. The Agbasa Maisa says, Rashi, Levata Chashivas Shem Min Zevach Shebo, the Ola, Nami Isa Losa Chashivas, we also have by the Ola, that the Ola, this isn't the Ola, but Batele Migzersa Kasav, that the, we have that, even though an Oaf, Chatas Oaf comes before the Ola Behema, isn't there Min Zevach? So we see that the Ola's Oaf, the Migzersa Kasav, tells us we ignore Min Zevach. So we've neutralized Min Zevach from Ola's Behema and Chatas Oaf. So once you have the ability to neutralize the Min Zevach, we also neutralize the Min Zevach of Ma'aser Behema as well. And that's why the Chatas Of should come first. Again, I'll say one more time. Chatas Of against Olas Behema. Olas Behema is Min Zevach. Pasuk says, Chatas Of neutralizes Min Zevach. Once it does that, it's going to neutralize Min Zevach of Ma'aser Behema. So we're going to ignore Ma'aser Behema. It ends up being, we first put the Chatas Of, that's one. Then you're left with Olas Behema, which is more Kadosh than a Ma'aser Behema. And Ma'aser Behema is going to go last.
But if you have Olas Of and Ma'aser, you go Olas Of.
Correct. Well, in this case also. Also,
meaning the only reason you're getting rid of Zevach is because at the same time you're bringing Chatas HaBehema. But if you only have two, you probably wouldn't get rid of it, right?
If you have just Chatas Of. Chatas Of versus.
Chatas Of versus.
Then the Mishnah says it's Min Zevach.
Right.
Because it's not being.
Right.
It can't neutralize.
You can't get rid of Min Zevach because it's a three-way
exactly.
Comparison.
Right. Because the Gzeres Hakasa once the Gzeres Hakasa is working.
You have to use for one, you have to use it for
exactly.
The other.
Right. Okay, interesting trivia. Yeah. So the Mishnah now tells us that. Always we find the Chatas comes before an Asham. That's because we saw in the Mishnah that Chatas has four sprinklings and Asham only has two sprinklings. Chutz, one exception is Asham Mitzora, that Asham Mitzora comes first because Mipnei Shuba Ala Hechsher comes to be Machsher the person, Mati the person. That's a very chashiv thing. Kol Ashamos Shabbatorah Barn Bnei Shtaim, they come at the age of two. Uban Bekas of Shkom, they come with a certain minimum amount of money. Chutz Me Ashim Nazir Vashim Metzora Shein Barn Bnei Shnasim, they come as a 1 year old animal. Vein Barn Bekas of Shkom, there is no minimum amount that you can purchase it for. And Kishem Shekodmin Bahakroasan, Kodmin Bahilasan, just like there's an order of how you Makavit, there's also order what you should eat first. Shlamim shel emesh, shlamim shel yom. Let's say you had a shlamim from yesterday, but you never brought it. It got too busy, it was delayed, it was left out overnight. There's no psulina because you weren't makavit. It just remained in the animal, in the Beis HaMikdash as a shlamim. So now you have yesterday's shlamim and today's shlamim. So shel emesh kodman shel shlamim. You should do the yesterday shlamim before today because it's more urgent. It came first, I guess, is Indian of Kadima into the Beis HaMikdash. But let's say you have shel emesh chatas. And v'asham shayom. You have yesterday's, is that right? Yesterday's chatas, and today's asham. So, shlamim shel, that may misread the, hold on 1 second. First we had shlamim shel emesh, shlamim shel yom, shlamim shel emesh kodmim. The shel yom. Shlamim shel emesh, chatas v'asham shel yom. There you go. Right. So you have shlamim shel emesh versus chatas v'asham shel yom. So you have yesterday shlamim, which is urgent, it's already delayed, but you have a chatas, a nashim of today, and the chatas is more chashiv than the shlamim. So do you go based on that which is lacking in zman, already delayed, or that which is more chashivas in terms of the kedusha? Shlamim shel emesh kodmin divrei Rabbi Meir. The shlamim of yesterday, even though shlamim is less of a karban, but the timing, the delay, it makes it more urgent. So you put shlamim shel emesh yesterday according to divrei Rabbi Meir. I don't care the shlamim has been, you know, stayed here for the past week. If there's a chatas that just came now, chatas always comes first because it's kachay kachim. The kulan kohanim rishayin l'shanos b'achilas, and all the items now, this is, you know, summing up all the karbanos that the kohen eats from, whether it be a chatas or a shlamim, all of them rishayin l'shanos b'achilas, and he could change the way he eats it, however he prefers. He could l'achlan l'tzlun, have them roasted, shalukin, which is very, very cooked until it almost like gets to mush, like short ribs or something, mevusham, they get cooked in a regular way with water, l'seish l'tochem tavli chul, they could put some chul and spices in it, and tavli chuma, or from chuma, because a kohen can eat chuma, of course, and Rabbi Shimon, however you want, you're allowed to eat it. Rabbi Meir Omer, lo yitein l'tochan tavlin tavli chuma shel yavi chuma lidei psul. You should not add tavlin chuma because what's going to happen is if you're eating a chatas and you only have one day, if anything remains, they have to burn it. So now if I've got chuma, chuma I can eat forever. There's no limit. But once I put into kachim, it becomes a din of kachim. And if there's any leftover, I would have to burn chuma earlier than I have to. And we don't want to bring something lichachila lidei psul.